Now, Petula's here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Fossil fuels were Ireland's primary energy source last year, accounting for 81% of primary energy supply, according to analysis of global energy data by KPMG. Ireland now ranks eighth globally for wind and solar electricity generation, but the growth in electricity demand outpaces the development of renewables. The analysis of the Energy Institute report found, despite notable advancements, Ireland still faces significant hurdles in securing a sustainable energy future. James Delahunt is corporate finance partner and head of energy and natural resources at KPMG. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Can you begin by giving us a general overview of the energy landscape in Ireland last year?
Yeah, certainly. So as you mentioned at the outset, KPMG worked in collaboration with the Energy Institute, which is the global industry body for energy professionals, in the preparation of the statistical analysis of the global energy use. And what it does is it's very interesting in terms of breaks down Ireland's system, but also other countries around the world, and sees how we compare. From an Irish perspective, fossil fuels remained as the Ireland's primary energy source in 2024, accounting for 81.4% of primary energy supply. So whilst we've performed well from an electricity perspective, and this will be well documented and people will be familiar with our targets of 80% electricity renewable sources by 2030, our heat, manufacturing and transport sectors remain substantially fueled by fossil fuels. We see that domestic electricity demand rose by 4.1% in 2024, while the share of renewable generation decreased marginally from 40.7% in 2023 to 39.6%. In 2024. Now, we still onboarded more generation assets onto the system, not at the pace we would have liked for well-documented planning issues and supply chain issues, but overall energy demand would have increased, partly due to large energy users connecting onto the system and also the electrification of the economy that we're seeing around us. So that would have partly reduced the overall percentage mix of renewables on the system.
Now, there are positives in the data. There were reductions in emissions and increases in renewables.
Correct. So it's very interesting to see that Ireland's energy system in 24 saw a decrease in emissions against this backdrop of robust energy demand. So this is partly driven by things like the closure of the country's last coal-fired power plant and strategic renewable energy policies. So it shows that energy transition and renewable policies does work in terms of having a system where you have energy demand, more renewables coming onto the system, and then a decrease in the overall emissions on the system. So emissions in energy industries, as it's categorised, reduced by 8.9% in 2024. So that's the third consecutive year of a decrease that was observed, partially due to an increase in electricity imports from Great Britain through the interconnector, which we'd expect to see more of in the coming years as well.
And this isn't just about our responsibilities to the climate, it's about the economy and energy security.
I think that's correct. So I think what's really interesting from a global perspective is probably one of the overriding trends is that you're seeing a global energy system that's been pulled in competing directions. You're seeing electrification at speed, yet you're seeing investment in fossil fuels, scaling renewables, yet falling short on climate targets, innovations in some regions and not in others. And what you said there, Petula, is spot on. Energy, to my mind, has transferred from being primarily climate-driven discussion to now being one of energy security from a country's perspective. It's technology sovereignty, as they might discuss it, and also cost. It's cost in terms of competitiveness to the overall economy. So from an Irish perspective, what we hear business and our own clients speaking to us would very much be that this is critical for the future FDI, for enabling Indigenous Irish business to continue to invest and getting costs down so that our citizens and consumers have a competitive cost of electricity.
And what are the main challenges ahead for the country according to your energy review?
So overall, it's I think there's a general recognition that the government has done a lot in terms of setting out the right policies in the climate action plan, and it's about the implementation of that. We saw last month the announcement of the National Development Plan, where it's very much welcomed that there's €3.5 billion allocated to the investment in the energy grid infrastructure system through ESB Networks and Airgrid. So we'd like to see that now implemented and put in place as efficiently as possible to help enable the build out of the grid, streamlining of the planning process and resources to have more renewables onto the system to further electrify and increase the competitiveness of the overall economy.
Can you give us a sense as well of the global picture? China is making really big inroads here.
That's right. It's quite remarkable, really, and probably not fully appreciated. Like within the report, you would see that non-OECD countries are now stripping far ahead of OECD countries. From a Chinese perspective, the overall solar installation, solar and battery storage are probably the two key components where they're streaming ahead. They had a 45% increase from 2023 and have nearly half the penetration globally. So the main drivers for that is the supply chain, the production of that, those technologies are in China. The cost of deployment is decreasing exponentially, and it's facilitating a very significant rollout.
James De La Hunt from KPMG Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. I'll have more business news in the next hour.